Seven dream symbols you must never, ever ignore.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hi, everyone. Speaking of dreams, we're talking about seven dream symbols or dreams you must never, ever ignore. Remember that dreams are real. Dreams simply tap into another reality. And you and I are a part of a variety of realities. We don't even know how many realities we may actually be a part of. But we do know that our dream world is very, very real. So let's go through this list of seven dreams that you must take notice of. Because they're important. It's a cosmic message from your subconscious mind connecting to the infinite field of potential, the universe, into your conscious mind. I always believe that, by the way, if you're a manifester looking to manifest the life that you desire, I think it's a good idea to have a dream diary and to write your dreams down when you first wake up in the morning. Here's dream number one. People you have seen years ago, or you knew years ago, or even an ex-lover or an ex of some sort, they start showing up in your dreams. And sometimes they will show up in your dreams two or three nights. Now, part of that is because they may be working out some issues on their end with you. The other part of it is that you may need to work out issues with them. You have unfinished business. So in your dream world, you can resolve your difficulties. You can resolve your differences. You can make amends. You can make peace. But you kind of have to have that intention before you go to sleep. So if you have a dream, say, about an ex one night, then make that intention the next night and the next night. And what will happen is that you'll start to resolve some of your differences and difficulties and challenges in your dream state. And you'll wake up, you'll feel lighter, you'll feel more energized, you'll feel healthier. You'll be vibrating at a higher frequency. It's a form of clearing that is taking place with the help of your subconscious mind and the infinite field of potential. Remember, dreams are real and they do affect your physical world. The second dream that you absolutely must pay attention to, you must never ignore this dream, and that is dreams of falling. And falling dreams indicate that in your waking life, you feel a lack of control. You feel like you're out of control, like things are flying all over the place in your life. And you feel maybe even a sense of danger in your life or anxiety. I think it's important to get a hold of your anxiety through meditation, to reestablish your control of your reality through affirmations. So during your waking state and as you fall asleep, I'm going to give you a simple affirmation to use. Because this falling dream, it's a dream that things are just out of control. I mean, seriously out of control. I am master of my universe, and I am co-creator with the infinite. I am master of my universe and co-creator with the infinite. I think that's a powerful affirmation, and the falling dreams will likely stop as you do this affirmation, because you will begin to retake charge of your life. I know when I was about 3 or 4 years old, I had a falling dream, and it was a reoccurring dream that happened every night for, I don't know, seems like months. But I would fall down our flight of stairs in our home, and before I hit the ground, a Pegasus would pick me up and bring me to the top of the stairs. And for some reason, I saw the Pegasus as a symbol of rescue. But at that time, my life was out of control because my parents were arguing on a regular basis. I didn't know if it was going to be a good day or a bad day. You know, a lot of times I was in bed and I'd wake up to arguing. So that Pegasus, which, by the way, was, you know, probably something that I had seen at the Mobil gas station, because Mobil used to have that as their logo, the beautiful red Pegasus. And I would see little animals along the side of the stairway, kind of cheering me, watching me as I was being carried to the top of the stair. But it was truly a time of my life when I was very, very much out of control. And as you can imagine, a 3 or 4 year old doesn't have a lot of control over their life anyway to begin with. So mine was just a little bit worse at that point.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Number 3, teeth falling out. And this can mean a loss of passion, a loss of personal power, that you're fearing your power is being drained from you. It's being sucked out of you, sometimes by an external force. It's also a sign of sickness. And if you are suffering from some kind of sickness, maybe you need to see a health practitioner as soon as possible, because if you're having dreams that your teeth are falling out on a regular basis, it's either a fear of sickness or a premonition of sickness. Either way, you need to take some kind of action. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. We're talking about 7 dream symbols that you must never ignore. Never, ever ignore these dream symbols. Number 4, someone attacking you or chasing you. Oh, that's scary, isn't it? When you feel like someone is chasing you or attacking you, it's negative thoughts being sent your way. Yes, people are envious. They're doubtful of you. They're angry at you. They're any number of things. And that energy is building up, and it's exploding into your energy field, and it's being absorbed because perhaps you're open to these people. Perhaps you love them. They could even be family members. And you're receiving this energy, and it's a sign that someone is attacking you, at least mentally or energetically. It's also a deep-rooted fear that you are afraid to face. And so you're running from this fear. It's something you have to do, maybe unfinished business, but you're running from it, and you're trying to get away as fast as you can. Dream number 5 of dream symbols you must never ignore. Roads, crossroads, all kinds of roads. You know, roads indicate confusion and decisions and choices and fears and journey and doubt. I just got off the phone with a prospective client, and she didn't really know. She said, well, I want abundance. And that's my key word, is abundance. I want abundance in my life. Okay, what would you like to do differently than what you're doing now? Well, I don't know. She's facing crossroads. And so I wouldn't be surprised if roads and highways showed up in her dreams. I think this affirmation helps you when you start to have this kind of a dream. I am clear about my dreams and goals. I am clear about my dreams and goals. Dream number 6 of dreams you must never, ever ignore. Death. That you are dying or have died. Yeah. Scary, aren't they? Kind of morose in a way. But dreams of death seldom have to do with physical death, but they have to do with transformation and massive change in your life. Your life is going to change, oh, probably in 180 degrees or more. You may be going through a serious breakup, not only with your wife or husband or girlfriend, but you may be going through a breakup at work. You may be going through a breakup with your family over some issues, with friends. And as a matter of fact, depending on your dream, it could be all of the above at one time. This is an experience where you are going to change, and change is coming upon you. So be open to the change and be prepared for it. You're afraid of being hurt. You're afraid of bad things coming your way. But remember, you have the power to shape and shift your reality. You are a co-creator of your reality. And so as you go through this transformation, you can create an even more beautiful, wondrous, glorious reality. Well, number 7, fearful to most people, and that is a cheating partner. It indicates that you have some low self-esteem, you have some doubts about yourself, you may have some sexual ineptness that you're worried about, you may have some guilt about things that you have done or considered doing, and it just really, I mean, this is one that can actually be a warning or a premonition of things to come. That doesn't mean it has to be that way. This is a warning. This is a flare into the sky saying, look at, change directions now before you hit the rocks. So you can look at it as a bad dream, or you can look at it as a wonderful dream giving you a second chance. There you have it, 7 dream symbols you must never ignore. Dreams are the doorway to the infinite. It's how the infinite speaks to you through your subconscious mind and through these deep symbols. My take on these symbols may be a little bit different than others because I give you a more deeper esoteric take based on ancient mysticism. But hey, listen, take it for what it's worth. I think you're going to benefit by knowing these symbols that you must never ignore. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. And thank you for sharing and commenting. What is your dream? What dream have you had that frightens you? Put it down here. Write it below. And guess what? We'll cover it in a future podcast. Have a great day now. Bye-bye now.